There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Great audience all across the Northern Plains on a Friday edition of Are You Kidding Me? What's on your mind? How are you? I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here.
Hello.
We have some ripe candidates here for the Are You Kidding Me categories today that have you really scratching your head. Some more important than others. But as a radio talk show, so I'm not easily offended, Todd.
Wow.
A couple of these are right up there. I don't know. Let's start with the fun one. Al Michaels says we were faking the noise in 1987 at the World Series. Now, I don't know why this is coming up now.
Yeah, well, you know why it's coming up now. The Seahawks were accused of it. The Falcons are guilty of it. I get why it's coming up now. I'm just surprised it's taken this long to hear about it, if it's true. And if it's not, then why is it coming up now?
Yeah, I mean, why are we just hearing about it now? You know.
Right.
Anyway, Al Michaels, of course, probably one of the most recognizable voices in all of sports broadcasting. And he isn't citing any source other than just a personal belief that he's convinced the Minnesota Twins were pumping in artificial crowd noise in the Metrodome in the 87 World Series.
I'm speechless.
He quoted a reporter from the L.A. Times, Scott Osler, described the crowd as 54,223 Scandinavian James Browns.
Yeah. Scandinavian James Browns. That's priceless.
I was there, so that's what he's calling me now, and I was loud, too. And I didn't.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah,
I'd have no problem with that.
You're not offended with that?
No.
Okay, how about this? President Obama at the National Prayer Breakfast is saying we as Christians shouldn't be on our high horse about bad things that have happened because we did some terrible things, too. And compared what ISIS has done to the violence of the Crusades and the Inquisition.
Ladies and gentlemen,
think about this. Tuesday, this ISIS entity releases a video showing a Jordanian pilot being burned alive in a steel cage. Wednesday, the United Nations issues a report with all kinds of details on mass executions of boys and reports of beheadings, crucifixion of children, burying children alive, all from ISIS. And Thursday, the President of the United States is at the National Prayer Breakfast criticizing the terrible deeds, his words, committed in the name of Christ. And here's his quote. Unless we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. In our home country, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ. That, the voice of Barack Obama from the National Prayer Breakfast.
He couldn't just say, he who is without sin may cast the first stone, which probably would have been accepted.
Well, some facts would have been nice, too. For one, the Crusades, yeah. 700 years ago, and I saw a great piece by Jonah Goldberg on National Review in which he talks about the fact that, they actually quoted some experts on this. Bernard Lewis, greatest living English language historian of Islam, said the Crusades could be more accurately be described as a limited, belated, and in last analysis, ineffectual response to the jihad. It was defensive, right? It was a defensive war, but it was 700 years ago, for crying out loud.
Well, was he going for shock value? I mean, what was his point in this?
I think the guy's an appeaser. I mean, I think it's the same reason we won't call terrorists terrorists. He doesn't want to call a spade because...
Well, he sounds like he wants to call Christians terrorists more than he wants to call terrorists terrorists.
I guess
nothing wrong there.
Plays well with that crowd. It just absolutely shook to the core by it. And unbelievable. And then you have Brian Williams just digging deeper. And flat out like Tom Brokaw says he ought to be fired now. How about that? Ought to be fired. So when Tom Brokaw throws you under the bus, wow!
Yeah, I mean, that would be like Walter Cronkite saying Dan Rather ought to be fired. And I smell an SNL skit here.
Anyway.
Have Brian Williams and Dan Rather anchoring the weekend update there.
And has us saying, are you kidding me? And you can, any of those offend you? And you have any others you want to add in? Give us a ring at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer for the full hour in our Talk Radio Town Hall. We're doing that Friday this week, so have at it, and you get your questions in early if you like there. We're also going to chat with the keynote speaker at next week's North Dakota Family Alliance Faith Leaders Summit, University of Mary Bismarck, and we'll tell you about that coming up here a little later on in the hour. So all coming up. In the meantime, let me know what's on your mind. Fred and Wing.
Good morning, sir.
Happy Friday.
Today?
Very well, sir.
Yeah, happy Friday to you. Oh, it's disturbing. I'm with you. I'm with you, Scott, Todd. I heard what Mr. Obama said. And, you know, when you talk to an atheist or as a Christian, you know, we're supposed to go out and we're supposed to defend the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're supposed to try to get people into the kingdom. But we don't do it by jihad. And jihad started, you know, said, like you said, 700 years ago. There was three of them. One of them got as far north into Europe as to Germany. And the King of England got involved. The government, which was a Catholic government somewhat in Italy, was involved for a long time. And we got involved in the 1500s. Our first war was fought in North Africa against a jihad that had taken over the whole of North Africa. A terrible, barbaric horde of people were going across North Africa. And when the Marines landed, our first battle in the 1500s under Thomas Jefferson was with the jihadis, the Muslims, in Tripoli. And if you hear that song that the Marines sing, by the halls of Tripoli and all that, that was their Marine fight song. They still sing it today. That's where that got started. And they called our Marines leathernecks because they were afraid to get their heads chopped off. So for him to come out and to say that, that is a tired, tired statement. You hear it by a lot of atheists. You hear it by people who are against the church. And so what is his problem? What is our president's problem? And it's the Muslim horde coming against us, and we've had to fight it. Again, the jihad, we had to fight it with President Bush. Now, if there's any of these people, these sleeper units hiding here in Bismarck, and you're going to come out here to Wing and try to silence me, just remember, we're armed, and we will defend ourselves, and we're armed 24 hours a day. And every North Dakotan should be the same way.
Fred, appreciate the history lesson and the commentary. Both welcome today on the program. Thanks for the call. Irv in Fargo, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on that as well, on his comments on the Obama comments on the Crusades. You know, in response to, they were basically in response to about 400 years of Muslim conquest. And
Precisely. That's why I quoted a historian here to say, you know, that what the Crusades were a failed attempt to recover by a Christian holy war what had been lost to a Muslim holy war. It was a defensive war. But it was also 700 years ago. I mean, not to sit there and could say, well, you know, we've done some stuff too, and, you know, so they're burning people alive, I guess. Doesn't that offend you to your core?
Well, it is very offensive, and it's also, I think, him continuing to make excuses for terrorists. I mean, this is the same president who was mad at Egypt because they kicked the Muslim Brotherhood out of power. The Muslim Brotherhood, a recognized terrorist or terrorist-supporting organization. This is the same president who met with Muslims in the White House and will not say who met who they were or what they talked about. Keeps it completely secret.
And I don't know whether to make anything out of that or not, because the president doesn't tell you every time he meets with somebody and what they say. But I know it sparks some other things. Yeah, this is just stupid. To get to a national prayer breakfast, which is a vaunted event, and just a very, you know, annual wonderful thing, and then basically your headline is Christians did terrible things too, is just unbelievable. Appreciate the caller. Some agree with it. Ashley on her Facebook says, I love our president. Way to let the crazy religious people know they are nuts. Woodrow says extremism of any nature usually has dangerous effects. No religion has a monopoly on extremism. For that matter, no ideology does. Extremists are an ideology upon themselves. They just utilize a belief as an excuse. What's your view? Let us know what you think. 800-228-0550. Whether it's Brian Williams lying about that offends me just because of our veterans being in harm's way, to tell you the truth. Or Al Michaels suggesting we faked our excitement in 87. I don't know what to be more mad about today.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At guns80.com, they are the 80% helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to guns80.com. That's guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Fenix and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Fenix on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
On your mind, Friday edition. Are you kidding me? Got a couple of rich examples today, and others welcome from you, our fine audience today. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. That's right, folks. North Dakota Oil can and does. A lot of things happening. And by the way, I saw the other day McKenzie County, the amount of rig count in McKenzie County went from 52 to 62. How about that? It's growing. It's going upward. So Think about that. A lot of things happening out there in oil country. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right, let's see here. 20 past the hour, we'll get back to the calls. 800-228-0550. Here's one that rolled in during the break.
Hi, this is Fred from Bismarck. I guess what President Obama is saying is that it would be okay for us as Christians 700 years later, like he said, to do the same thing that the ISIS is doing today. I guess that's just my take on it. Have a great day.
Tit for a tat kind of deal? First Testament stuff, Old Testament stuff, rather. You know, eye for an eye, I guess so. Carl on the road somewhere listening to the program. What's on your mind, Carl?
Well, I was just thinking one of the most dangerous things with, like, France for our country is homegrown terrorists. And right now, I mean, our borders are not safe. And I feel that our most dangerous terrorist is sitting in the White House.
You think the president's a terrorist?
I think he's a homegrown terrorist, yeah. I mean, what's he doing to our country? He's destroying it.
Because of his policy. So you don't mean terrorists in the sense of, you know, putting people in cages and burning them alive. You mean...
No, I just mean his politics. I mean, homegrown terrorism is like in France was one of the biggest, you know, they went out and killed a bunch of people. They were all homegrown terrorists. And I'm afraid that we've got homegrown terrorists in our country. And I feel that the president's policies are you know, he should be labeled a homegrown terrorist with his policies.
Yeah, I would disagree with that only from the standpoint, to me, one of the things that I just scratch my head at is that this president can't call terrorism terrorism, right? And this is this idea that somehow if you label it a little differently or say what they're doing is that, you know, all the, you know, pains they've gone to not call these people terrorists is kind of crazy. On the other hand, I don't think we want to be throwing around terrorist labels with people we politically disagree with. Right? Because
right.
Then aren't we doing
dangerous,
another
dangerous, yes. Terrorists, yeah, I can debate that one, I guess.
I just think, you know, terrorism is pretty simple. You know, we know it when we see it, right? And what ISIS did to a Jordanian pilot, that's pretty good. This UN report, read it. Read it and hear the stories about the horrific things ISIS is doing. And then, I mean, I'm ticked at the president of this way. I can't even believe, you know, that the headline from the prayer breakfast is Christians did terrible things too, but I'm not going to call him a terrorist. I'm not going to go there because I think then we end up muddying the waters on what it is. Mike in Jamestown, you're next. And what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Quick update. Actually, I guess ISIS is selling kids now, the slaves. Just a quick update being you're rattling off news. I just figured I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, this UN list. I mean, we really should unpack the whole thing. It's
yeah.
And a lot of this stuff doesn't get headlines, right? I mean, even beheadings now. We're sort of like, oh yeah, beheading. Okay. Oh, they burned somebody alive. Well, that's a new twist. You know.
The burning thing really woke us up a little bit.
I hope. I didn't wake the president up.
Reason I called. I really don't think Obama's making excuses with regards to why. I don't think he's making excuses for Islam. I think really he's making excuses for a failed policy. You know, he's really trying to, I think, he's trying to take blame off himself in a sense as far as, you know.
So in other words, this isn't about wanting them to love us more, in your view. This is about if I call it terrorist, then I have to admit leaving Iraq and Afghanistan as quickly as we did was wrong.
Right, because we left Iraq in an extremely irresponsible manner. You know, it was too quick at the worst time. You know, we had a surge, things were going well, but then, and I understand that the Iraqi president wanted us out and whatever. But at the same time, you know, we knew years before this withdrawal that there was going to be a power vacuum. It took literally no time for ISIS to just flood right into, you know, they flood right into, well, they try to take, I think they were trying to take, the Kurd territories, but the Kurds, they're kind of, you can't really push Kurds around too much. So they avoided that area for a little bit. But, I mean, just to show you, just even a minimal amount of force deterred ISIS for at least a little bit.
Oh, it sure did. I mean, there are, and I forget the general that said this, but I saw a report with a general who said they literally had intelligence where Al-Qaeda and these extremist groups were sending notes around to each other saying, don't send anybody. We're done. We're over.
That's true.
We had them on the ropes. We had them on the absolute ropes, and now we're watching their videos burning people alive.
And that's
a failure. And you might have a point there. I guess that to try and figure out the president's motivations is not an easy deal, but maybe it's just simply limiting the political damage in his legacy at this point. I guess.
Yeah, makes me wonder if he's now getting his comments from Biden, because Biden's been famous for these kinds of things. But
appreciate the call. Call again, Bob Grafton. What's on your mind?
Morning, Scott. Morning, Steve. Yeah, I've got a couple of "Are you kidding me?" moments, but I would think a better classification of this president would be more of a domestic enemy to our Constitution, as we say in our oaths when we take our oaths of office. But first one is the measles. You know, in 2000, the CDC classified measles as eradicated, gone. What's changed in 15 years? We've still been vaccinating our kids for measles. Well, what's changed is all the unvaccinated, undocumented kids coming across our border just recently, that they were then dispersed into our public education system.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to mock people who decide to opt out of vaccines than it is to recognize where this might have come from. Yeah.
And that's possibly going to lead now to the federal government forcing medical I'm trying to get this out quick because I know we don't have much time, but, you know, try to force medical procedures onto people. And that ought to scare the pants off of people. Secondly, are you kidding me? This president, this administration wants to close Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, because they quote that it helps Al-Qaeda and ISIS get recruits. But yet then they want to bring terrorists here to the continental United States. What is the difference? I mean, are you kidding me? The hypocrisy that goes on in Washington with this administration knows no bounds.
Can it end quick enough? Bob, thanks for the call. Tom, up in Lake of the Woods, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys, and thanks for taking my call. I'll just make a quick comment, but I would not compare President Obama to a terrorist, or I wouldn't ever call him that, but I would make a comment that when a terrorist attack happens in the United States, it has an effect on the morale of the Americans. We kind of rally together in opposition to that, and it actually brings us together a little bit. When President Obama makes a speech, it seems to normally divide Americans, and if anything, it hurts the morale of Americans and has almost the opposite effect. So I wish the president would do more to bring us together in opposition of some of these things than to divide us into so many different groups.
Yeah, and
thanks for your call.
And lecturing us about not being on our high horse is probably not the way to bring people together. Yeah, good point, Tom.
Thanks for your call.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bit Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
The hour. I'll take a couple calls here, Manny, if you give me the names that are waiting while we're waiting to get Tom on the phone. So maybe get the callers' names first. Then we'll get Tom. A little inside baseball for you, ladies and gentlemen, on a busy Friday. What's on your mind? Are you kidding me? Edition. Every Friday we do that. We're brought
inside
to you
baseball. Is that what they did in the Metrodome in 87? Or
not according to Ken Herbeck. I like Herbie pushing back.
Yeah, I like Dave St. Peter's comment.
What do you say?
Guessing Al is a grassy knoll guy.
Yeah, exactly. Stop with those crazy theories for crying out loud. My gosh. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And I hope you make today the day you order up a better night's sleep. Because you know what? A good night's sleep can do more to improve your health than anything on the planet. And we want you here for a long time listening to this program. Which is why we give our listeners the two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow, savings of 50% when you call the special number for our listeners, 800-506-9028, or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. 10-year warranty. It has a patented interlocking fill, so it just to you. Whatever way you like to sleep, on your side, on your back, in your stomach. Does anybody sleep on their stomach? That's kind of a real rare deal, I think, isn't it? I never have. 60-night money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, Tom in Watford City, what's on your mind? Tom, you're next.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
I think the reason Obama doesn't do anything about any of this, if you read the Quran, they're doing everything that the Quran says to do. You lie and deceive the infidels, and everything you're doing is there in the Quran.
Well,
why he doesn't call it terrorism. They're just Muslims.
You're expressing a view on the other side of you know, the reasoning behind this. I mean, statements like this are naturally going to prompt, why would you react like that? And an earlier caller said political damage, and yours is the other one. I don't know. It's beyond my pay grade to figure it out. But it's stupid. Appreciate the call. Rich in Williston, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Scott. I want you to think about something for a second. What if Obama was here as our president in 9/11. What would his reaction been? I can tell you what it would have been. It had been the same as it's been with all the ones that he's been in the past 7 years. And so, are you kidding me, Congress? Why don't you impeach him? Are you kidding me, Senate? Why don't you remove this man from office? If not a terrorist, he's at least a sympathizer to terrorism. And we can't have that in the Oval Office. So I say, let's get rid of him.
Well, I don't think that's practical. I mean, I understand the sentiment. I see, you know, some folks are saying he's effectively impeached as far as they're concerned right now. It just, it, you know, in other words, it...
If he started that today, by the time he got it done, it would be the next election anyway. It seems like a waste of energy.
I really think the energy ought to go in, number one, you know, Hillary Clinton or whoever the Democratic nominees are, do you agree with this? I mean, they all ought to be vetted on that. And same thing on the Republican side to say, how would you do it differently? Don't you think that's a better way to spend our energy?
Well, I think you probably you might be right there, but here's another what if. What if you bet them and Hillary gets elected and she tells you no, that what he did was right, and she gets elected, then what do we got?
Do you think that would happen?
Well, I never thought what I'm seeing happening now would happen.
Yeah, and I honestly believe, I've said many times, that As much as I, especially after events like this, sit here and scratch my head about this president and how really his policies have made things worse. In other words, the situation he inherited, his economic policies, his proposals on many fronts. On the economic side, and certainly we're seeing the result of the foreign policy side have made it worse. But what does that say about the people who elected him? Not once, but twice. I'm more worried about them than I am about him.
Well, point well taken. So am I. And that's why I'm worried about the fact that if we impeach him and remove him from office now, okay, so they get Hillary Clinton. At least she knows, you know, you're going to pay the price if you go down this same road.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Rich. By the way, there is a whole host of comments on Facebook on all of these questions that the debate will continue. The question of what the president said at the prayer breakfast actually started last night. And I have another post up there about it today and a lot of comments on this. So appreciate all that. We'll continue to weave it. I'm looking forward to asking Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will be here next hour as well, about this topic. All right. I want to tell you about an event coming up in Bismarck next week and a dinner that will be happening and a faith leader summit over a course of a couple of days that the North Dakota Family Alliance is putting on. Tom Fryer, who leads that organization, is on our newsmaker line. Tom, how are you?
Great, Scott. Great to be with you.
And you have a special guest with you today that's going to be keynoting an event next week in Bismarck, right?
Yes, Dr. Grudem, Dr. Elaine Grudem will be in Bismarck next week, and we're here to speak to not just at our summit to pastors and priests and clergy, but also a dinner that evening, on Thursday evening, that the public is invited to.
All right, that's what we wanted to let folks know about. So this is the night of the 12th. It is a faith, family, and freedom dinner. It'll be at the University of Mary. And Dr. Wayne Grudem will be the keynote speaker. He joins us as well. Dr. Grudem, how are you?
Good to be with you this morning, Scott.
So tell us what you're going to be talking about at this event that Tom's inviting folks to.
The theme of the evening event is why Christians should seek to influence government for good. I first explained that there are several mistakes that have been made in the past. One mistake is that government should compel religion. That's really the view of a lot of Muslim nations today, but Christians reject that idea that you can force people to accept a certain religion because faith can't be forced or compelled. And the invitations of the New Testament are for people to trust in Jesus voluntarily, not by compulsion. So the idea that government should force people to accept a certain religion is a mistake. But the other mistake, and sometimes made by a number of Christians, is that Christians should stay out of influencing politics altogether. And I try to show that that's just contrary to the Bible, in the Old Testament, the New Testament, both, a lot of examples of God's people influencing even secular governments, like Joseph being number two in command over Egypt, or Esther in the Old Testament influencing the king of Persia to get him to stop from destroying the Jewish people. Or in the New Testament, John the Baptist rebuked King Herod for all the evil that he had done, or Paul talked to the Roman governor Felix about righteousness and self-control and the coming judgment. A lot of examples of God's people influencing government in a positive way. So my theme of the evening is going to be that Christians should seek to influence government for good in a way that is consistent with the healthy and positive moral standards that are taught in the Bible.
And Tom, you do this. A lot of members of the North Dakota Family Alliance do this, and do it in what I would call a North Dakota kind of way, right? I mean, you're not running up and down the hallways of the Capitol in Bismarck saying, you know, you need to do this because of religion. It's more of our religion sort of defines us. It's our you know, our foundation and our belief set, and therefore we ought to use how we live, how we work, and actively you know, get in front of our elected leaders and share that viewpoint, right?
Yes, precisely. We believe that men and women of faith, Christians, should be involved. They should be involved, and then even beyond that, they should take action. And that's why we're excited that Wayne is going to be here to talk to, as I mentioned, both pastors, priests, the clergy during the day, but then in the evening, that message for all that we would really take our place in the public square as these discussions are taking place. Scott, as you know, the legislature has been and will be meeting for another 3 months. That involvement is necessary.
Why do you think we're reluctant? Why is it just our sort of stoic nature, Wayne? I mean, what is it? Is it a misreading of the famous letter on a separation of church and state, or church from state? Well, why is it?
Well, you know, there's this common saying, don't ever talk about politics or religion when you're talking to people. And here I am with a book on politics according to the Bible. That's talking about both of the forbidden topics. but I think it is a little bit of hesitancy, and that we want to respect other people's beliefs. On the other hand, throughout history, Christians have influenced government for good. Strong, strong involvement. Two-thirds of the leaders of the anti-slavery movement in the mid-1800s were Christian pastors who were talking about morality from the Bible and saying that slavery was wrong. And, of course, Martin Luther King in the late 20th century was a Baptist pastor preaching from the Bible, saying that racial discrimination and segregation were wrong, and there were moral standards that should be protected. Christians throughout history have stood up for voting rights and education and property rights and other protections for women as well as men, based on the conviction that the Bible says that men and women are both created in the image of God. And, oh, I was just in India last month, and in India there used to be a tradition that widows would be burned alive with their dead husbands, and that was outlawed under Christian influence in India in the 1800s, 1874, I believe. So we've seen an influence of Christians on government in a positive way throughout history and, as I said, throughout the Old and New Testament.
All right,
so I want to encourage Christians to be involved in that way, you know, according to their individual decisions and conscience and calling, some just to vote intelligently, but others to be involved like in excellent organizations like the North Dakota Family Alliance, like Tom Fryer is leading there in North Dakota. You know, I'm here in Scottsdale, Arizona, at 82 degrees today. So
you're trying to rub it in, or what?
A little North Dakota weather.
Well, we'll wake you up nicely, yes. We'll take a short break. When we come back, I'd like to take both Tom from you and Wayne on the president's comment at the prayer breakfast. It's been a hot topic today on the program, and then we'll remind folks again of that event in Bismarck next week. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, other calls, welcome. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind Friday edition, we're chatting with Tom Fryer from the North Dakota Family Alliance, a statewide non-denominational Christian-based nonprofit with a strong group of board of directors and constituents all across the state, been at work for decades in North Dakota. And they are your voice on issues important to the family, life, marriage, religious freedom, education, all kinds of things at all jurisdictional levels, state, local, and federal level, and have a mission of strengthening families. Simple as that. Protect family values, religious freedoms, equip, inform, and educate policy leaders and concerned citizens on the issues that impact the family. It's one of the reasons they're hosting a dinner coming up on the 12th in Bismarck. And that'll be Thursday night. That'll be out at the University of Mary. And if you go to ndfa.org, their website, you can find out more about this event, get yourself tickets to it, and here are our guests, Dr. Wayne Gruber, who's joining us today on the program. I had to ask you, Dr. Gruber, about what you thought about the president at the prayer breakfast saying, you know, we shouldn't be on our high horse because, Christians have done some bad things, specifically talking about the Inquisition and the Crusades. What did you make of this?
Well, I think there's a significant difference in that Christian leaders around the world, Catholic and Protestant alike, will uniformly condemn the use of force to try to advance religious beliefs, and will say the Inquisition was a grave and dreadful mistake. But I don't think the same is true with Muslims around the world. I don't think 100% of them are rising up and saying what's being done by ISIS is wrong. Jesus certainly taught a religion of peace and love for one's neighbor, love for one's enemy. And the Christian Bible does advocate the use of military force by governments. In Romans 13, it says the civil authority is God's servant to execute his wrath on the wrongdoer, and it does not bear the sword in vain. The sword is a symbol of authority to use force, even deadly force, to oppose evil. But that's for civil government to do. That's not for a church or religious group to do. And there's a distinction in Christian thinking between the realm that belongs to God and the realm that belongs to Caesar, the religious realm and the government realm. Christians around the world uniformly condemn any use of violence to try to advance the religion. But that is not true with Islam, sadly. And what we're waiting for, what we're hoping for, is that Islamic leaders around the world will rise up and uniformly condemn the atrocities committed by ISIS. But we're just not seeing it. So I think it was a very inappropriate for the president to condemn mistakes made 500 years ago by some professing Christians who really made dreadful mistakes that have been repudiated throughout the centuries by Christians, and then say Christians shouldn't think that we're any different. Well, my goodness, we're remarkably different, far different, and Jesus never condoned the use of violence to establish religion. One time his disciples asked him in Luke 9, should we call down fire from heaven to consume a village that had rejected Jesus, and he turned and rebuked them for even thinking that. So Christianity does not.
Tom, a lot of our listeners are offended today. Are you offended by this?
Well, I'm disturbed. I'm just looking at the environment. Surely the National Prayer Breakfast today does invite all religions. And so there is a place for other religions to be a part of that particular event. But I also know that our First Amendment gives us the right to make statements. And the president, I guess he had the right to make that statement, but to put it in the context that Christ should be linked with directly with the atrocities that Wayne just mentioned, I think was out of place, and it really didn't serve the nature of a national prayer breakfast. So, yes, I'm very concerned about his remarks.
All right, folks, if you want to find out more about what Dr. Gruden has to in store for next week and get lined up for the dinner, again, this is on February the 12th, 6:30 p.m., at the Leach Center for Student Life at the University of Mary in Bismarck. And tickets are available at the Rainbow Shop. Is that where they get them, Tom?
Yes, that's on South 7th Street in Bismarck for those people in the area, as well as going to our website and making contact with us statewide.
Website is ndfa.org. And by the way, while you're there, you might want to check out April 7th, the date for the annual dessert banquet when Pam Tebow will be in the state.
Yes.
Yeah, Pam is, of course, the mother of Tim Tebow and has writing a book currently on parenting and really a great message. So looking forward to that, too, April 7th on the calendar. So, gentlemen, thanks for the time today, and bring a coat or two, Dr. Gruden, but it'll be worth the trip.
Okay, Scott, I have to tell you, I grew up in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, so I know cold weather. I'll be prepared.
Exactly. It's actually very nice here right now. It is definitely going to be a little bit of a shock to the senses from Arizona, but trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I look forward to it, Scott.
good, crisp, clean weather that'll just, you know, enliven the soul a little bit.
Exactly.
Glad you're coming up. Enjoy your time. And, Tom, thank you very much for all the good work you and the good folks at the North Dakota Family Alliance do. We appreciate it.
Yes, and thanks for having us on. God bless all.
Take care. All right. Congressman Kevin Cramer, when we come back, should Brian Williams be fired? NBC News anchor under fire after admitting he lied about being in a chopper that was hit. David says, as a 20-year active-duty veteran of the U.S. Army and a combat action veteran, yes, he should be fired. And if there's any possible chance of action against him under the Stolen Valor Act, the new one, then it should be proceeded immediately, if not sooner. From a vet. How about that? On our Facebook page.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.